to Casually Crying on BFF.fm, and I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard the song Atonement by Hatchie and Winter, and I just saw Winter play at Café du Nord recently, and it was maybe one of my favorite shows from this entire year, and that's what the first half of today's episode is going to be about. Stuff I've been doing recently, shows that I've gone to, and live concert movies that I've really enjoyed, and recently, the Four Star Theater, my beloved. I love the Four Star Theater. They had a showing of The Cure in Orange, which is a live concert film that came out in 1987, and it was filmed over 2 days in the French countryside. It was really amazing to see it on the big screen. And we are going to start our morning off with some songs by The Cure that they played at that show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
Thank you. sitting in the kitchen sink. And the tap drips, drip, 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 drip.
Crying on BFF.fm. You just heard five songs by The Cure, and the Four Star Theater really is just the best place to see shows in San Francisco and the best place to see movies. And the showing of The Cure in Orange was extremely special because Lowell Tolhurst was in attendance, and he is a founding member of The Cure. He played drums and he played keyboards in the band. A true living legend. He introed the movie and did a Q&A at the end, and I actually wrote down notes so I would remember all of the stories that he told, and we're gonna get into just a few of my favorites. Someone in the audience asked Lowell to talk a little bit about the kind of musical genre that he defines The Cure as, and he said they were incredibly inspired by Jimi Hendrix, also another legend, but Lowell has always considered the band to be a psychedelic punk band, and he had a little bit of a funny story about Robert Smith. When people would ask Robert what kind of music The Cure played, he would kind of get annoyed and say, "Oh, we play Cure music, we sound like The Cure," which is really funny and sounds like a very Robert Smith answer. Someone else asked about the band's pinch me moment. When did they realize that they'd made it as artists? And Lowell said that they started the band when they were 15, and for 3 years they didn't play anywhere. They just practiced for hours. And when they finally played a show, people were so impressed with how well they all could play, and he said that was kind of a moment that was really special to him. But Lowell said that he didn't realize how big the band actually was until they saw the rough cut for the live movie in the late 80s. And he explained that for 3 to 4 years, the band was playing 200 plus shows a year, always moving on to the next thing, and they didn't realize what an impact they'd had until they were looking back on the band later on. So it was incredible to be able to hear his personal stories and to hear a little bit of a personal history of such an influential, incredible band. Shout out Four Star Theater, shout out The Cure, and thank you so much for tuning in to Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
Talking yourself. miles to the promised land, and I promise you I'm doing the best I can. Now don't fool yourself in thinking you're more than a man, 'cause you probably end up dead. I visit these mountains my arms up. Now some days they last longer than others, but this day by the lake went too fast. And if you want me, you better speak up.
Goodbye. You act like you lost something, or you Thank you.
This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea, and you just heard a live recording of First Love, Late Spring by Mitski from her most recent tour. And then before that, you heard two songs by Frankie Kosmos. And before that, you heard Rilo Kiley and Waxahachie. This weekend only, you can see The Land, a new live concert film from Mitski's most recent tour in select theaters. I'm really excited to see that this weekend. And I also made the trek out to the Greek Theater in Berkeley the other week to see Rilo Kiley and Waxahachie. Every millennial you know was probably there. But all jokes aside, it was really a fun show to see with a ton of friends, and I highly recommend you go see a show with a bunch of friends, maybe 14 or 15 of them. It's really fun. And here at BFF.fm, we are an entirely independent and listener-supported radio station. Your donations help keep us on the air so we can bring you all kinds of new music. You could donate to Casually Crying by going to BFF.fm/donate. And thank you so much for supporting community radio. Okay, for the rest of the episode, we are going to get into some new music.
Go back to the cold sounds and keep my heart thrown to yourself, cause it's nothing I don't like. You see the crisis or boring change when it's central, so essential.
Cause I never wanna make you feel tried closing my eyes, I'm still seeing myself in the glass.
I'm the deer.
Story, tell you.
Ashley Crying on BFF.fm. You just heard new music from Trophy Wife, Mini Trees, Annie DeRusso, Horse Jumper of Love, and Soccer Mommy with a Pavement cover. That's crazy. My jaw dropped when that came out earlier this week. And yep. Okay, thanks for tuning in to BFF.fm. Crying on BFF.fm, and I've been your host, Sweet Tea. Right now, you're hearing a song by Nabil that I have just had on repeat, and that is going to be it for today's show. I hope you have a great Friday, and I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope to catch you next week. Okay, bye.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. I hope I haven't kept you very long. I hope I can be as good of a friend. I hope I can be as good of a friend like you've been to me. You're a good friend. You're a good friend. Thanks for listening.